Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Monday, July 18th edition of the program. We got Dr. Ja and the White House pushing COVID 1.0 measures when we're at COVID 3 or 4 or perhaps 5.0, who knows? Plus a shooting in Minneapolis that brings out BLM protesters, and they are surprised by a confrontation with reality on the street. And the University of Pennsylvania has nominated Leah Thomas for the NCAA Woman of the Year Award. Leah Thomas is not a woman. We will discuss all of this coming up in a second. You ever thought about being a real estate investor, but you knew you didn't have the time to do it on your own properly? You didn't want to make rookie mistakes? That's why you need my friends at Dunn for Your Real Estate. This is what they do all day, every day, all across the country. They have helped thousands of people become real estate investors. So not only are you doing something that's smart for your financial future, you learn a lot. I've learned so much about real estate, about how to build equity in homes over time, how markets grow, what a good rate of return is on an annualized basis for your investment. Single family homes, what they specialize in high growth markets. Now, I know rates have been going up a little bit. They're probably going to go up a lot higher. And real estate is actually a great investment in inflationary periods like we're in over the long run. And that's what this is about. Long run, steady growth. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. Doneforyoubuck.com. I've bought multiple houses. I'm building my retirement portfolio in real estate with Done For You Real Estate. And I'm doing it right now. Doneforyoubuck.com. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com. They're also great guys. They're fun to work with. They're really good dudes and gals, and really trustworthy. So these are people, you just go check it out, doneforyoubuck.com. Trust me. They're not done with the COVID over in Libland, my friends. They're trying to make the case. Masks actually work really well. There's a 30 to 40% reduction. that occurred in a corner of Alberta, Canada over a 2-week period. I'm like, guys, we're not doing this thing where we've all been through this. We live in New York City. Everybody's masked up everywhere. Wham! Everyone gets whacked with COVID, okay? We cannot stop a highly contagious aerosolized virus with intermittent masking. That's what this is. You know, intermittent fasting? This is intermittent masking. So people need to understand this, okay? I'm just going to say, if you were concerned about a sexually transmitted infection and you only wore protection for half of the act, I have news for you. If you go into your doctor, they're not going to be like, oh, great, you did it for half the time. Now, no, that's not how it works. It's all or nothing. So you either are going to live your entire life with a tightly fitted N95 mask on. And I mean, no going to restaurants. I mean, no going to crowded places, no going to your office, no being around family. You're going to do that for maybe 6 months of the year, every year. Or you can go back to living your life. You want to get shots 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, go for it. That's your call. But they got to stop making us do all this stuff. And we know it always starts as a suggestion, then it becomes mandatory. It always starts as we recommend, and then it's do it or else, peasant. That's why I'm not giving up the fight on this. That's why I'm not letting them get away with it. Here is the White House coronavirus response coordinator saying we need to remind people of the science.
First of all, I think it's really important to remind people of the science, the public health science. And the public health science is very clear. If you're in a crowded indoor space, that's especially if it's poorly ventilated, wearing a mask reduces your risk of infection and reduces your risk of spreading it to others. So we've got to continue to encourage people to do that. And then encouraging people to get, you know, vaccinated and get up to date on their vaccines.
By how much? By how much? Here he is saying the science is clear. Okay, by how much? No, notice they never give you numbers. If you were trying to get a pharmaceutical, a new drug approved by the FDA, and you're not talking about COVID, because of course they rammed all that stuff through, and I mean they've approved the vaccine for five and under with no proven efficacy whatsoever. That's the CDC's own numbers. They're just like, yeah, just give them the shot. Does it work? Who cares? Give them the shot. These people are crazy. But notice he says the science is clear. If the science is clear, what's the data? We know that this works. Based on what? And don't give me some study, you know, paid for by the teachers union in Los Angeles County that doesn't look at, say, next door Orange County as well. Oh, well, look at that. The curves are exactly the same. Who could have ever known? Or they didn't have mask mandates the same way. So what's the data? What is the reduction? He can't claim that the data is clear and not give you numbers about the data. Your chance of getting COVID over a 3-month, a 6-month, a year-long period, if you mask, is what compared to those who don't mask? That's what science looks like. Not, we think that it's really safe and you'll feel good at night sleeping with your mask on, even though it stifles your breath and is uncomfortable. This is a religious symbol for libs, most of whom don't believe in God, so this is their replacement. A religious symbol for them. And here he is, he's pushing it even more. Ashish Jha saying it'll really make a difference.
My view on this has been, for 2 years, well before I came into this current role, my view on this has been very clear, which is local jurisdictions, cities, counties, states should make decisions about mask mandates because communities are different and their patterns of transmission are different. That said, CDC has very clear guidance on this as well through their COVID community levels. And the CDC recommendation is that when you're in a high zone, that sort of orange zone, as LA County is, you know, people wearing masks indoors is really important, and it really will make a difference.
Where has it really made a difference? Did it really make a difference in New York City, which got walloped by COVID? Every time there was a wave in the area, New York City, with its very strict, comparatively, mask mandates, crushed. COVID everywhere. Multiple waves of it. Notice they've created an unfalsifiable premise. No matter how bad it is, if we hadn't masked, it would be worse. How do I prove that that's not true? And they require no proof for this. Their whole premise is by design unfalsifiable. Friends, these people are out of their minds, all right? They have a problem. They are emotionally unstable. They think the world is going to end in 10 years unless we tackle climate change, which is never going to happen, by the way. Every 10 years, they say the world's going to end in 10 years, and then they act like we can't look at the records and see that there isn't this enviro-wacko movement that comes up every 10 years. My concern about the world ending because of CO2 emissions is zero. It's not 1%, it's zero. Same people who believe this also had 6 Ukraine flags in their bio. How's that whole thing looking now, by the way? Oh, yeah, it's going to be amazing. We're going to crush the Russians. Really, the Russians are taking territory every day. Zelensky just had a purge of traitors from all across his administration. Now, are they traitors? I don't know. But the point is, this is a mess. Russian economy holding up pretty well. Ruble holding up well. How's it feeling in the American economy these days? Friends, inflation can bring down a government, can bring down a nation state. All right. Inflation is not something you can toy around with. Hyperinflation is what would do that. But how do you get there? Well, exactly the Democrats want. You keep spending. You refuse to learn the lessons. We are in perilous times, and the libs refuse to learn the lessons. Are we really going to have the kind of growth we should as a country economically if we go into another period of masking and limitations? Because you know what comes after masking. 50% allowed in the restaurants. New York City's own data is that less than 1% of COVID spread could be traced to restaurants. They shut down restaurants anyway. Only outdoor dining. I froze my ass off taking somebody out to a birthday dinner in the first year of COVID. And I mean like icicles off my nose. I looked like Frosty the Snowman out there. And I was wearing like 3 pairs of pants. And I had to do that because, and you say, oh, why? Because someone was demanding a birthday dinner. I had to do that, though, because the libs are idiots. That's all. I got COVID anyway, twice. So I was another link in the transmission chain. What difference does it make? If you get COVID on Monday or you get COVID on Wednesday, you still got it and you're still going to be at risk of spreading it to other people. Their control is an illusion over this virus. An illusion. It just drives me nuts, folks. It really does. Oh, there's a BLM protest in Minneapolis where the BLM 2.0 got going. You remember George Floyd? That had an unexpected confrontation with reality. And I want to tell you about that one situation in just a second. Summer vacation season is in full swing, making it important to protect yourself from identity theft while traveling. Simple as it sounds, preparing yourself for someone stealing your wallet or your purse is actually not that. That's actually pretty easy. But your identity, your credit cards, driver's license, that's enough for identity thieves to steal your identity online. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, it's dangerously easy for someone to steal your identity. Protecting your identity, however, can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work with you to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, and it starts here. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with my name, Buck, as the promo code. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com and use promo code Buck for 25% off. That's LifeLock.com. Use promo code Buck for 25% off or go to 1-800-LIFELOCK.com. Tell them Buck sent you. You got to have this. So this is another one of these circumstances where you say, wow, the libs never stop and think before they go out there in these marches, right? I mean, this is stunning. You, over the weekend, had a person who was shooting into an apartment building, okay? He was shooting into an apartment building, and he was almost killed a woman and her children. Tekle Sundberg was the individual's name. African-American male, you know, probably early 20s, I'd say, from the photos I've seen. Tekle, he was 20. Yes, I have I have it here. Tekle Sundberg was on the ledge of an apartment building shooting into an apartment where a woman was cooking dinner with her children. And the bullets just going pap, 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 going right in. Just missed her, missed her children. And then Tekle Sundberg is out on the ledge with the gun, refusing to come down for hours. The police bring his father over. They give him a bullhorn, say, please, please talk to the negotiators. Please, please come down. This goes on for hours. He will not come off the ledge. He has a gun. He has shot at people. He will not come off the ledge. Law enforcement decided they could not take the risk anymore, and a sharpshooter ended the threat. They shot Tekle Sundberg. Now, BLM sees this and they go, cops killed a young black man. Therefore, we need to go out and protest at the apartment building where this was happening. We need to protest the racist cops for shooting a guy who, yes, I understand he's crazy, but a crazy person waving a gun around and who has already shot at people in an apartment is not somebody that you can give all the benefit of the doubt to. I'm sorry, we live in the real world. And here is the moment that I was telling you about. The mom who was in the apartment and being shot at confronts the BLM activist and is saying, what are you guys doing? This guy almost killed me.
That man was armed. George Floyd was not armed. Breonna Taylor was not armed. This man intentionally tried to kill us. Y'all should have came and helped him when he was alive. My kids have to see you guys celebrate a man's life that tried to kill him.
This is what BLM does. They turn people who are often criminals, who were engaged in serious criminal activity, into martyrs, into heroes. Tekle Sundberg is no hero and no martyr. It is a sad thing that he clearly had some mental issue, but a person with mental health issues who's running around with an axe trying to chop someone's head off is going to be shot by police, and that is justified. A person who is shooting a handgun into an apartment with women and children and refuses to stop and end the threat with hours of police pleading, please come down, is going to be shot, and that is justified. Notice no sympathy for the mother and her children from these protesters. They said, at least you're still alive. They're practically spitting in her face. Why? Because this is about virtue signaling for libs. A bunch of white libs shouting in her face. That's what you see on the video, and probably Bernie Sanders voters, not even Biden voters necessarily, but yes, they're all Democrats, and this is their social activity on the weekend. Look at how virtuous I am, standing up for another unarmed black. Oh, no, he was armed, and he was shooting at people, including children. So kind of a big deal, right? BLM activists don't care. It's just about how great they think they are. I care so much. I'm so anti-racist. Look at me. It's pathetic. This is why cities are being destroyed all over the country, because the BLM mindset has infected corporate America, the entire Democrat Party. It's all over the place. And then just quickly on this one, UPenn has nominated Leah Thomas for NCAA's Woman of the Year. Notice the way that the passive aggressive lib media loves to do this thing where they will celebrate something everywhere. Oh, Leah Thomas breaking records. It's a he. I'm sorry. Leah, fine. Change your name, right? I got a weird name. Your name is what you want your name to be. Leah Thomas, fine. It's a he. He broke records or won the NCAA. They celebrated that. And then when people said, hold on, that's not fair. They say, why do you care so much about this? It's not a big deal. It's just one person. Why can't you just be more accepting of Leah Thomas? And to this, I just say, because we all know what they're going to do. It's not going to be one person. Now it's Woman of the Year. There are runners up, by the way. There are other women who were up for the award who aren't getting it. And maybe that would be a really important moment in their lives. Maybe that would really mark the achievement. But Leah Thomas gets it just for coming out and being praised by the whole left-wing media. Remember, it's never about acceptance and tolerance and kindness. That's what we should always do for everybody. Accept people. Tolerate. I don't even like that word, tolerance. Accept people. Be kind to people. Be helpful to people. But to celebrate? What is the celebration? What is the heroism here? And then in this, you see the lib media agenda. All right, team, that's it for today. Thanks for rolling. Back tomorrow. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny. the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.